Dear you, or should that be dear me? It's 1979. Grease the movie has just come out and you're desperate to see it. You sit entranced as Olivia Newton-John and the Pink Ladies burst onto the screen, singing and sassing and not behaving in ways you thought girls could. You go straight home and start writing words down in a list. Because you are 11, the list probably includes buy a black nylon catsuit, become a Pink Lady, sing your heart out. But sadly, you didn't keep that list, so I don't know exactly what you wrote. Fast forward to 1984. You are 16, listening to songs in your bedroom over and over again, pausing the lyrics to listen to the words. You take a deep breath and start writing your own words. You probably think the words you write are stupid, childish, yearning for things you'll never have. You rip them up, these pages, but you start new ones. Good for you. You start reading The Guardian. Your friends think you're odd, but you're thirsty to learn about the world outside your small town bubble. And soon you're writing articles of your own, furiously opinionated and probably ill-informed. You ask the local paper to print your words. They laugh at you, kindly, but it stings. You give up, briefly. Somebody sends you a postcard. It says, ever tried, ever failed, no matter, try again, fail better. It hits you like an asteroid, like a window breaking. It makes you sit up in bed, pick up the pen and write different words. Now you're starting to think about how to persuade people to listen to what you are burning to say. I envy your burning. I love your passionate refusal to stop writing about what you care about. You stop ripping the pages up around now. There is the furious slant of your handwriting, the urgency of your ideas. I look at the novels you read, your notes in the margins. Why does she do this? Why? Underlined three times. Why doesn't anybody stop this happening? In heavy black ink. When you are 20, you write a play about a woman who does something terrible because her life is hopeless and she is broken. You don't know how to write plays because you've never seen one or even read one, but you do it anyway. Someone who sees this play tells you a long time afterwards that it changed something very significant that he did, and it affected a number of people's lives because of your words. If only I could tell you that your words will comfort some people, provoke others. If only I could say, don't stop, don't ever stop. But I don't need to tell you that, sat in your bedroom, pounding away furiously on a crappy typewriter in the 1980s, do I? Because you never stopped, and here we are to prove it. With love, your older self.